recent law passed in Russia has caused a lot of concern for ministries, but it's not the only country cracking down. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As with any change, mission organizations have to strategize on how to stay relevant and active while sharing the gospel. And it's really not much different in the West's poorest country, where challenges of poverty and corruption keep ministries on their toes. That's up next. But first, we're looking at China, where the law restricting non-government organizations has the potential to pose serious problems for ministries. Last week, a group of ministries to China met in Colorado to figure out how that law would impact their work when it goes into effect on January 1st. And while he left encouraged, Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says he's meeting with their partners in China this week.
I will get the opportunity to sit down with three provincial leaders. How are they going to approach these new regulations and how we are able to encourage each other?
Perhaps sensing the narrowing window of opportunity, now is the time to help these Chinese believers be ready to lead.
At the end of our session there, they are going to have a practice preaching opportunity for several of the young students who have been going through their pastoral training program. And then they've asked me to share at the end of that a word of encouragement to those leaders.
A $5 Bible is all it takes to get things moving. So what's your part in all this? First off, pray. And then think of the ways that you can make a difference in China.
With a $5, $50, $500 is going to have ripple effect to a community change and be a real witness to those that need God's word.
And today we're introducing you to someone who's exemplified finishing strong in obedience to God. Dori Westra has volunteered at Set Free Ministries for about 15 years. He's led a lot of people to Christ during that time, including a young boy who is more interested in partying than in God. Westra shares,
I prayed 3 days. Lord, tell me what to say to this boy. Tell me what to bring him. What shall I say? What shall I not say?
God answered him, and that boy decided to follow Jesus. See, volunteering is often double-sided. Just as much as you bless, you are blessed.
Every time we bring somebody through the seven steps, we as volunteers get convicted of something in our lives that we have to deal with. And that keeps us closer to God. And it's just a wonderful thing. I wouldn't want to give it up for anything.
Something that keeps him focused is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1.
It says, I am God's co-worker. And it doesn't say anything about retiring. So I said, Lord, if I'm your co-worker, what work am I doing? Send me what you want me to do. And the Lord has taken me at my word, and he's been sending me.
Did we mention that Westra is 91 years old? He reminds us that with age comes wisdom and experiences that we can share with others. If you want his full story or details on volunteering, go to missionnews.org. And if you didn't know already, Family Christian partners with numerous ministries to bring both financial support and awareness to God's work around the world. One of the ministries Family Christian's involved with is right next door. In Haiti, Family Christian Steve Biondo.
God's Littlest Angels. Been in Haiti for over 20 years, 22 years to be exact. Profound life-saving work through their medical ministries, profound life-saving work through their adoption support, and certainly they extend the gospel of Jesus Christ into the community as they sponsor children. About 350 kids they sponsor for regular education. And everywhere they go, they are holding forth the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Family Christians and GLA's partnership didn't form until the tragic 2010 Haitian earthquake, when Family Christian was helping in relief efforts in Haiti.
When we were serving with this other ministry, we met GLA, and when we saw what they were doing with orphans, we said, we got to get behind these guys. So in the middle of this crisis, we saw this remarkable ministry doing such deep work.
Since then, Family Christian and its guests have helped support GLA financially through prayer and through mission trips. We can get you connected at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on the current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayercast links, and more, all at your fingertips, and you'll find that at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.